You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Happy Monday. We are going to explore the reason for our practice tonight. And this talk came about thanks to our yoga teacher training, which many of you are here. And in our Friday night sort of philosophy discussion, one of the questions that came up was, why are you practicing? And it really struck me in that moment. So my first memory was like, okay, why did I start practicing? And some of y'all might have heard this before, but the true reason I started practicing is I signed up for a yoga and Pilates boot camp before I got married to get fit. That's the real reason. I was like, I want to look good in a wedding dress. That's why I started, not why I continued. But it made me sort of ponder what that reason was. And then Sunday, I was driving to the studio early. It was really pretty outside. I had my coffee. And as I'm driving, my like absolute favorite song comes on the radio. And I had this moment where I realized when I'm present and actually listening to that song, every single time I cry, like happy tears, joyful tears, it's a beautiful song, every single time. And there have been countless times that I have been in the car driving and writing my grocery list in my brain and telling my kid to stop doing the thing in the back seat, and the song's been playing and I've missed the whole song and not cried and not even really noticed it was on. So as I was driving Sunday morning and the sun is coming up and it was like cool and beautiful out and I'm crying my happy tears, I thought, this is why I practice. For that experience of Sunday morning in the car by myself, catching what I felt to be a really beautiful moment. And I say over and over again as I teach that I teach meditation for everyday joy. That is my sole purpose as a teacher, is I want people, including myself, to be as joyful as possible in daily life with nothing about your life changing. And for me, that moment happened on Sunday. So as we practice together today, I want to take time for each of us just to maybe tap into what that is for you. What drew you onto the cushion the very first time or the second time or keeps you coming back? And it's okay maybe not to know. It's okay to like, sometimes there's a feeling to it and we don't know exactly why we keep showing up, but something says keep showing up. And our exploration, that question and inquiry, is one of the things I think that keeps this practice really sacred. Because there are days when it feels boring or challenging or frustrating. And if we have that reason in our back pocket, we get through those days. When we forget the reason, when we forget the intention, that's when, you know, we wake up 3 months later and we're like, oh, I was supposed to be meditating all this time. So we'll start our practice tonight. And then as we move forward, I hope you'll hold on to it so that the practice feels sacred in the difficult moments and also in the really beautiful moments, whatever those little pockets of joy are for you. So we will start our practice this evening. Tonight with me is Mia, who's one of our yoga teacher trainees. She's going to guide us into the posture for our meditation, and then you'll hear me take back over for the remainder of the meditation.
Let us come to the most comfortable seat possible. If your legs are crossed, consider adjusting and placing the opposite shin on top. Or you can extend one or both legs straight. Perhaps using the wall behind or any other props, a folded blanket, bolster, or blocks to support the spine and add additional comfort. If at any time you need to shift or find yourself in pain, you can quietly adjust as needed. Your hands may be placed in your lap or on your knees, palms down. I invite you to sit with your eyes closed or a soft gaze down. As you relax into your seat, straighten and lengthen your spine. Roll your shoulders up, back, and down. With a long neck, feel your head rest directly atop your spine. Relax your face, close your lips, slightly tuck in your chin. Soften your stomach muscles. Relax your body. Relax your mind. If you can't relax today, know that it is okay. It is okay to simply be and set the intention to relax and trust whatever happens.
And with that invitation, we settle in. Part of my personal practice is always to start with the invitation, and I offer it to you this evening as well. Silently say to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And you might feel a subtle softening or deepening just with that invitation. There is nothing for us to do or achieve in this moment. This practice asks of us to simply soften into our bodies. To let the breath move freely. And before we journey too deep, take a moment here just to quietly ask yourself, what drew me to the cushion in the first place? What do you practice for? And if an answer arrives for you today, you might just lightly hold that. And if you're not quite sure yet, it's okay to simply stay with the question. Without altering your breath, can you begin to simply feel that breath? As you breathe in, as you breathe out, where do you most feel your breath? For me, most of the time, it's just inside the nose that I feel the most sensation. For others, it can be the throat, the chest. And with every breath, you might feel yourself letting go of any words, any description or discussion of your breath. And instead, feel. As we move towards a period of silence, the breath will be our anchor. Gently holding our awareness on that feeling of breath. That's what keeps us here in the present moment. And whatever else arises, thoughts, memories, distractions. As those distractions arise, we simply notice them with a bit of a smile. No argument, no fight. Noticing and letting it drift on by as you come back to the breath, to the reason for your practice. these last 2 minutes, remind yourself, why are you practicing? Feeling your breath start to deepen once again. Noticing that sensation as your practice comes to an end. That last little letting go and softening. When you're ready, you can gently wiggle your fingers, your toes, just connecting into your edges. We'll draw our palms together in front of the heart like a prayer. Bow your chin down, taking a second to honor yourself for carving out the time to be still, for connecting in to whatever reason drew you to your practice. Honoring that and holding it sacred for the good days, the difficult days, and every day in between. Let's finish with a breath together. Deep inhale in. Nice big sigh out. Thank you guys so much for sharing your practice today with myself, with Nia. Namaste. Thank you guys. Next Monday starts the May meditation series. It's called Nourish Your Practice. And so we'll be sort of delving into this idea of holding the practice sacred and what it takes to make a practice something that has longevity, to stay with it after the newness wears off, after that first little amazing discovery, and then you kind of plateau into this is my new normal. How do we keep a practice going? So that'll be what we talk about in May. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram @merylarnett.